I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen, 2026, it's time for you to launch into the boss that you've always meant to be. You know, you that idea that everybody's like, no, you should really do that. Or that craft that everybody's like, why aren't you selling? Well, baby, Shopify is about to help you make that happen because 2026 is your year to fly. Listen, Shopify gives you everything you need to sell online and in person. Millions of entrepreneurs have already made the leap from household names to first-time businesses and business owners, right? Just getting started. Listen, it doesn't matter if you are Mattel or if you're Shop Mama Likes. Shopify's got something for you. Shopify gives you all the tools to easily build your dream store. Choose from hundreds of beautiful templates that you can customize to match your brand. Set up is fast with Shopify's built-in AI tools that write product descriptions and headlines and help you edit product photos. Marketing is built in too. Create an email and social campaign that reaches customers wherever they're strolling. And as you grow, Shopify grows with you. It handles more orders, expands to new markets, and do it all from the same dashboard. In 2026, stop waiting and start selling with Shopify. Cha-ching! Sign up for just $1 a month for your $1 a month trial and start selling today at Shopify.com/argue. Go to Shopify.com/argue. That's Shopify.com/argue. Hear your first cha-ching this new year with Shopify by your side. Now on to the show.
What's happening, family?
What's going on?
Welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
I am your host, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and the other host is...
Oh, you know who I be. I be that chick. And he married me. We be here on these mics. We gonna be serious. Nah, psych. We be having fun. He's a son to Margaret. Need a cigarette. You want a vet? I'm not a vet, but yeah. I love animals.
Animals. In any sense of the word.
What?
Nothing.
What'd you say? What's up, y'all? That wasn't my best work. We all know that. My name is Angel Tinksley. I go by That Chick Angel online. I go by Angel Lakita Moore, my birth name, professionally on television. But we're your hosts for Is This Going to Cause an Argument? It's a weekly podcast that my husband and I have been doing for almost 10 years. And we talk about a little bit of any and everything. A lot about our life, mainly, giving you perspectives. And sometimes our perspectives clash, or should I say crash. And the answer to is this going to cause an argument is a yes. Okay. And hopefully you all are along for the ride, because, baby, we taking this until the wheels fall all the way the freak off. So we are joined by an amazing sponsor, and they are Shopify. You already heard about them at the very beginning of the show, and we hope that you all check them out, because we love them. Absolutely love Shopify. They are the best in the business. So check them out and use our promo code. How are you doing?
I'm just doing and I hate that I'm just doing but
yeah,
that's how I'm feeling, y'all.
All right.
Yeah. That's all I got to say about that. One thing that actually annoyed me this morning is how much I hate fitted sheets.
Why?
They are stupid. I hate the way you can't do. It's hard to wash and dry anything alongside a fitted sheet.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing the rest of the laundry this morning, just wrapping up a little bit of things, and there was a fitted sheet in the laundry room. So I said, I'll just throw it in with the rest of Amar's stuff. Threw it in, washer, had to take stuff out of it because, of course, it wraps right. it up. I went to throw it in the dryer. I'm like, no. Anytime you clean something with a fitted sheet, if it's in the dryer, if it's any loose clothing in there as far as shirts, drawers, socks, anything, it's going to wrap that stuff, collect all that stuff, wrap it up, and make it in a ball, and that stuff will not get dry. It'll still be damp.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to take it out. I took it out and set it on the side. I'm like, I'd rather just get two sheets and wrap one sheet around the damn mattress and then use the other sheet as a sheet. You can't fold them.
I know. I'm going to learn.
No, you ain't going to listen.
We're
no.
going to learn. That's going to be a crafts and cocktail.
No, it ain't. I will burn it.
No, crafts and cocktails. Folding sheets nicely.
I'm going to have my little, get back, babe.
No.
I'm going to light it.
Oh, we got that tool. Huh? Oh my gosh. So yeah, we're doing a crafts and cocktails here soon. We got the tool.
What tool?
The tool you bought, fool. You just said
oh my God. Okay. I got lighters. Anyway.
Is that a lighter?
Yes, that's all it is a lighter.
So what makes
it's a
smoke?
Torch. The chips. The wood chips make it. You can't do it with a regular lighter though. You gotta do it with a torch. That's why you light cigars with those kind of lighters. It's a butane. One of them, it doesn't get fumes. If you do it with the regular lighter, you'll get the fuel taste. You got to use one of those.
But I don't know if y'all know this. Marcus has a little torch thing to do smoked cocktails.
Yeah, smoked cocktails.
Oh, we doing a smoked cocktail. And I want to get. Am I that cute to you?
That's what you just did.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
That was adorable. I am going to get the one that makes the bubble.
You go ahead. You feel me on the fitted sheet, though? Can't stand it. And your queen shit's out for delivery right now, Miranda. I be keeping track of these orders. I go on there and check, make sure they out for delivery. I hate that they're in transit for so long, but. We can do the smoked cocktail.
Smoked cocktail and a cocktail with a bubble. Oh my gosh. My best friend's coming into town. Crafts and cocktails. Yes. Yes. My best friend Erica is coming into town. She's bringing my nieces. Her daughters are my goddaughters. Oh my God. What craft should she and I do? Oh, I'm so excited. I haven't been able to have this type of Christmas cheer.
I hope I can find something.
Oh, we're going to find it. We're going to find it. I'm going to give you a little jingle. A little jingle jangle for your dingle dangle.
Anyway.
Yep. Yep.
Fam. Well, how are we starting it off? Stop doing that.
Why?
Because I can't hear you and they hear you. And if you say shit that ain't supposed to be said in there, I'm not going to take it out no more.
I'm not cussing. I was saying,
I still can't hear you.
Well, shut up and you'll hear. I said, are you going to ask me how I'm doing?
How you doing? You're apparently doing all right.
I made it through my weekend. And let me
insert clip from last week here, Marcus.
Obviously, this weekend was I was ripping and running like a 20-year-old. Actually, I wasn't. I was ripping and running like I was trying to support a 20-year-old. I wasn't trying to keep up with that 20-year-old. I was trying to be the responsible 40-something-year-old, but that caused me to have to be up a lot. But grateful that I was able to experience, you know, since this man didn't give me no daughters, there are certain things that I will only experience through my nieces. This weekend was one of them. Got to be with my sister as we did that in a lot of my pro fights in Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated and my SANS.
I was laughing because there has never been a Monday where we sat here and you didn't say, oh my God, my weekend was jam packed.
No, there's been several. There's
never been a Monday.
There's been ever. Several. I was talking about, no.
And we're back.
No, I was talking about this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, this is a tough weekend. You say it every weekend. I was like, no.
You're talking about that the previous weekend.
No.
All right.
No, listen, because what did I do last weekend?
A bunch of shit.
No, what I do?
I don't know, a bunch of shit. I don't keep track of what you got going on.
No, last weekend I was home.
Go on and tell your story.
Last weekend I was in Lexington.
Exactly.
But that
ripping and running.
That was because of Makari. This is different.
Again, I'm glad I held on to that clip. Go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, toughest weekend with all the responsibilities that all converged at one point. One itty-bitty point. Starting with Friday. Teen meeting that I had to hold. And it was a good one. We talked about investments, return on interest. When do you think you knew about investments? Like, at what age did you think you understood when somebody said, I'm going to invest my money into something, and why they were doing it? Not maybe the specific thing, but the purpose behind investing.
Probably mid-20s, early to mid-20s.
Okay. For me, it was a lot younger. Because of the school I went to, Newburgh Middle School, we had some sort of class. I don't know if it was like a special magnet program or math program where we, one, learned how to pay bills. Like, if
yeah,
they taught us how
that, yeah.
Yeah, taught us how to write a check. And they would get on us if we wrote the check for the date that the payment was due. They'd be like, then your payment's already late. The payment was due to them by that time. But then they taught us about investing in stocks. So that's when we would have to watch the stock market in the newspaper, see like how many points up it went or down. Mm-hmm. And we also had to request information from any company we thought we would want to invest in. We would have to write them, request information, and they would mail us their like portfolio.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Anyhow.
Well, I was, before I understood exactly the ins and outs, I knew of investments, but I was like, okay, yeah, people give money and expect something back, but go ahead.
So we had a discussion about that, and it was surprising how many people didn't really understand the concept of when you invest your money in something, these are high school teens, you should be asking for something in return.
Right.
Shut up, Shay. Shay says, see, that's why Angel can't let go of checks, let checks go because of this class. Yeah. Checks is still, that's still money. Anyway.
There ain't money until you write on it.
Until anybody write on it. That's why you got to take care of them.
Shred them.
Anyhow. Taught that. And then prepped for the fundraiser that was happening in 2 days. The next day, had my sorority chapter meeting, and then threw the funnest holiday party they have ever had. I did 12 days of Delta. Everybody trying to steal it. Everybody trying to steal it. And it was great. And May is, you know, number 5, because we went in the birth month, 12 days of Delta, like 12 days of Christmas. January, February, March, April, May represent 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That idea of just doing it by birth month came from Mona Thomas, who was the second vice president last year, but I rewrote the lyrics with the help of ChatGPT. So May was the 5 golden rings. Which one of my sorors that has a May birthday? Marquita Bradley. So when I tell you every time we got to The father, Marquita got louder and louder and louder.
And I don't think y'all know the decibel level that Marquita can get at is astronomical.
Oh, yeah.
It, like,
the sorors were cracking up every time we got, let me tell you, somebody, I posted the video. Somebody said, May built that song brick by brick. But I saw some AKA was like, sorry, Angel, gonna be stealing this idea. I was like, just know I knew y'all would. So that was great. It was a great party.
Oh, the shade. Go ahead.
Great party, DJ, great food, great fellowship. Was so happy that went well. Had a phenomenal time at the Mocha holiday party. It was Cotton Club theme. The men really went in on the theme. The women did too. Anthony, Rhonda's husband, he was dressed. Quinn's boo came dressed. Alamy and Don dressed. The men really were like, all right. They had their little hats on and everything.
Never text me, where you at? Watching Die Hard on the couch, legs crossed, toes
wiggling and
toes just wrestling each other.
I showed it to a couple of men who were asking about you. They said, I'm so jealous. I said, you? Me too. Not to forget that I went to Quinn's daughter's play performance randomly on Thursday night. And then yesterday we did the fundraiser, the teen fundraiser, which was a hot chocolate fundraiser. They raised $1,500 for not all the money goes towards this one organization, but this is one of the organizations they were fundraising for is the National Alliance for Drug Endangered Children. We raised some for the foundation, and then we'll see where the rest of the money who we're giving it to. And then last but not least, we had our second Cotillion Botillion session where we did head shots. Joshy Gons killed it. Imara was his gorgeous assistant. They then had an etiquette class, which was great watching them trying to do all the things, where to put your knife when you're resting from eating. And, you know, watching them pass bread over each other's face, we were like, no. No, don't
pass
do that.
The tree.
So, and then dance rehearsal. Then I came home. I'm just, woo! So happy. Don't make that face at me. Don't make that face. So now I just have the holiday party to go towards, to like get to. I'm a... do some stuff to help the BSU at Lil Marcus's school. That's just delivering some stuff to them.
To y'all here?
I'm giving the kids some stuff for Kwanzaa. They don't know. You know, these little privileged black kids don't be knowing about Kwanzaa.
Mm-mm, they don't.
Oh. That woman sounded like she was in this room.
Right here.
I will have a weekend to do nothing on, I tell you. I have the weekend to do nothing after our holiday party. I ain't got nothing on the 20th, 21st, 27th, 28th.
Lies.
Why are you
I'll make sure
lies?
I document the happenings.
Nothing on
and
the 20th, 21st.
And they'll be
21st.
Inserted next
nothing
week.
Nothing on the 20th, 20th. I can't wait to sit on my butt. I'm going to sit on my butt on your lap. And you better
on a laptop. Yeah, girl.
If I'm on my laptop, it's because I'm getting these vlogs out that
I emailing her
doing.
Right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know why she said that. Because when we talked, you were there. You was right there. And when I told her, yeah, so this is what I'll do. I'm going to go ahead and just handle it on my end. And that way it'll be done. We ain't got to worry about it because, you know, next year when we ramp up again in January 1st, it'll be a different thing. So I'm going to put what's the name in charge and then I'll just be her assistant. But because I'm also running the other committee. Yeah. Okay, girl. Yeah, I'm that's her calling me right now. I'm going to call you right back. I was just on the phone and that's Angel sitting down. 10 minutes before that, she's going to say, I'm going to lay down and take a nap because I'm tired. I'm like, no, you ain't. watch. Yes, I am. Shut up. Don't say that. And she's going to lay down and her phone going to go, ding. Let me call her. And that's how it starts.
Or. I don't have anything scheduled to do is what I said.
She ain't got nothing scheduled to do.
I don't.
Something going to get scheduled.
The only thing that I know of that we're going to as a family.
What?
Is our friend's holiday party.
Whose?
The only holiday party we go to during the winter months. There's only one family's holiday party we go to.
Who?
I'm not saying who so that you can have whatever your reaction is.
I don't think they're having it.
They are.
She said she don't think they was having it.
Oh, she told me that she was because we, okay. So, what I would like to do in my downtime is write. Write some jokes. Write it.
I say you write all the time on all them little sticky notes that you just ignore.
You so mean. What are we doing next?
Let's do Tanksley Pride. It's been a while.
Tanksley Pride. Marcus, you had to yell at my baby.
I did.
And take his iPad. We got only one child with iPad left.
Mm-hmm.
We've been taking electronics this
year. You get it back Friday. I don't care. Look, when they out gang out them iPads, that's just more on us.
Oh, I don't mind it. Kai's been reading his butt off.
Yeah, Kai's been reading a lot. It took him a while to get there. I was like, I can't wait for him to get his iPad back. he'll get it back on Friday.
No, the Fredericks. No, it wasn't the Fredericks. No.
They don't have no holiday party. What you talking about?
I think they're doing one this year for their family because they have their family coming.
I was going to say, yeah. Let's
but they don't have a holiday party. Mm-mm.
No, y'all don't know these people. Anyway, go ahead. You started it. Oh, you want me to start?
Oh, I was telling
you. Tanksley Pride. Yeah, I took it. That's not what my Tanksley Pride was about. But let me tell you about this little boy. I caught myself, Amar. So, Sion Kai, they asked to go play basketball last night. It was dark, but it wasn't that late. So, I'm like, yeah, go ahead. So, I let him play for a little bit. Finally, I told Amar, hey, go out there. Tell your brothers, I said, come on, it's time to come on in so they can start taking showers. All he got to do is go to the front yard, actually the front porch, front yard, and say, hey, y'all, come on. So, of course, they out front, so I'm constantly, like, looking on the camera, just glancing to make sure everything's good. So he goes, and I'm like, it's taking him a while to come back. So I look at the camera. Amar is running around in the street. Now, it's a dead end, so I ain't know, like, cars going to come. But I'm like, that's not what I told you to do, one. Two, you're out there barefoot. I'm always telling these kids, do not go outside barefoot. Because the time, and it has happened, you're going to step on something sharp, you're going to hurt your foot, and I'm not going to care. And that's exactly what be happening.
It's unfortunate because they are their mother's child. That's why.
Yeah. I'm like, if we was in the country, all right, go on out there. We ain't living in the country, though. All right? We found random stuff on the street. You never know. So they come in. They finally come in. I said, Amar, come here. I said, did you run out there in that street barefoot?
No.
I said, Amar. Now, Amar, he's going to lie if he thinks he's going to get in trouble. Mm-hmm. Point blank, period. We try to explain to him, if you just tell us the truth, it won't be nearly as bad. Because it was. I was just going to be like, don't do that, babe. You're going to get hurt. All right? I done told you time and time again. You do it again, you're going to be in trouble. I didn't say, I said, Amar, I'm going to ask you one more time, and do not lie to me. Did you run out there in the street and across the street barefoot?
No.
Now I got to raise my voice. I'm sitting here watching you on the camera. I watched you run across the street 2-3 times with no shoes on. Go get your tablet. Get upstairs. Give me your tablet. Get upstairs. Take a bath and get in that bed. And I don't want to hear nothing else from you. His little tear file, then he go on upstairs. But I'm like, all you got to do is tell me the truth. I ain't like his mama. Angel gonna yell at him like they lied regardless, even if they do tell the truth. That's Angel so bring the hammer down. I'll be like, you need to relax when they actually fess up the first time. They'll be like, oh, okay, man, it could have been a lot worse.
No, thank you.
Mm. So, yeah, I took his tip. Anyway, that wasn't my Tanksley pride. My Tanksley pride is Lil Marcus.
Please talk about it.
He got his hair retwisted up, and I'll just jump to me cutting his hair, and then you can talk about whatever else. I tapered him up real good and everything, and I've been trying to tell him, you know, he's got his hair long and he wears it down, but I was like, dude, anytime you dressing up or if you want to bump this style up even more, it's now long enough to where you could, like, tie some of your twist back to get them, like, off your face and off your fresh-ass taper that I just gave you. I said, and it looks a lot more clean. I said, anybody, usually when a guy has long hair, whether he has locks or dreads or whatever, and he has on a suit or he's dressed really nice, he usually ties it up and back because it looks neater. I said, it makes your hair look longer, but it looks neater. Also, it's a whole different swag perspective when you do that. Because I had to tie it up when I was, you know, tapering him up because it covers everything. And I took him in the mirror. I said, you see how clean this looks? He's like, yeah. I said, again, you might not take my word for it now, but you're going to get it eventually. Uh-huh. But yeah, I had it tied up. I said, boy, you don't even know. Had I let my hair grow out again, I'd have been one of them bangles.
Yeah, I don't know why you always do that. That reminds me that this week, well, yesterday, after Cotillion Botillion, or during Cotillion Botillion rehearsal, Marcus and his friend were talking about when they'll be going bald based off of their elders in their family. And I was like, to the other boy, I was like, why? You got all this hair. Why you think you're going to be bald sometime soon? He was like, because my dad started balding in his 20s or maybe in college. And I was like, well, and before I could get it out, he was like, and my mom's brothers all bald. I said, well, at least you know the truth about what's going to happen. I said, well, Marcus, he got to tell his like 30s if he follows after his dad. Because I said, asking the other boy, I said, is it this that y'all be losing? He was like, yeah. I said, oh, LaMarcus got worried about that. He said, yeah, this is where. I said, so yeah, y'all enjoy all this long hair.
Yeah,
until
if my hair was longer, I'd be able to rock it a little longer. I know. Yeah, I wouldn't wear it long. Well, job, I didn't want to deal with the hassle of growing it out to get it to that point. I was like, it's curtains.
You could grow it out.
I'm not going to grow it out now.
Did you see that picture, the video I sent you?
No.
It's I don't even want to tell you who it is of. It's the last thing I sent you on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, I ain't been over there.
Oh, go over there. Go over there right now. And once he looks at it, I'm going to tell y'all. They said, what happened to Rogaine? Would Rogaine not help? I think Rogaine helps with male pattern baldness. And I think that the cul-de-sacs or the corners are a part of male pattern baldness. There is a video I saw.
Oh, dang. That comment got 2,000 and some other people liking it. One of Kevin's videos.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. I don't like how they changed everything up.
I know. I can't figure it out.
Hold on. Here it is. You said the last thing you sent me?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Hold on.
Of the video, not the picture, because the picture is just Drewski.
That's why he always wearing hats.
Yes.
Why would he do that?
Why would he turn his back to the audience?
But why would he wear his hair like that if that's how he living? I'm so glad I didn't have that hold on to it when I ain't got it.
Mm-hmm.
Mentality, because y'all, I still, all my hair grows in except for right here, and it started happening right here in the front.
Then did you notice that you started thinning somewhere else?
That's what
too?
I thought, but it was the way it was. Okay. All the hair was pointing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all my hair grows in except for right here, these two corners, and right here in the middle. I said, yeah, I'm gonna shave it off. I got a nice looking face. I can go bald and be okay. But these, and you know what? is it? Y'all, we gonna tell them what we looking at?
Yeah, they already know.
Oh, T.I. Oh, y'all already seen it?
They say, oh, T.I.
I'm like, is it his hair or is it the way he wears his hair causing his hair to do that?
I think he started losing that. Because look, how long has T.I. had locks?
It's been a minute. They grew out.
Yeah, but.
He started wearing it long. I don't know. It's been a while. Because I was shocked to see him go from the fade. You know, he was a fade
for a long time. No, wow. I think he's losing hair just out of age.
Dang. That.
Yeah.
That almost looked like a condition is so bad.
Yeah, like good old alopecia.
Man. And it's even worse when you got long hair like it. It makes it look even worse. If you just had a close fade, close taper, it's like, oh, you a little thin back here.
Listen, I know. I've had the baldy, scaldy. But when I saw that, I mean, my mouth dropped open. I said, oh, yep.
Yeah, everybody, I ain't doing the turkey thing. That looks, no. I done seen that don't always take. You know, our neighbor went to Turkey.
Did it not take?
It don't look like it.
Oh.
Because he's still a Moonroof McGee back there.
Did he get it done back here?
Yes, everywhere. I saw his scalp. It turned my stomach. Freshly healing. I seen him little needle knot look like Hellraiser by the scalp.
Oh, no. Never turned your stomach.
It did. I was like, oh, my God. I don't know if y'all have ever seen it. It's not a pretty sight. I don't know how long it lasts. But them little needle points everywhere.
Oh, you said.
And by
it
now,
take.
People know I'm bald. Well, I ain't bald, but I shave. I ain't about to pop, make it look like I'm wearing a glue-on wig.
No, Jamie Foxx just sprays his on, from what I can see.
It looks like he sprays it on. I noticed Jamie Foxx back in the early 2000s. His hairline, his back of his head. It was a. I think he was on a video show. I don't know what he was. Maybe one of his stand-ups. I'm like, oh, you can see that real good.
Yeah. It's an unfortunate thing. It is really unfortunate.
Yeah, I'm glad I don't have it hold on to it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm quick to just let it go.
Let it go now, baby.
Looks like another love.
TKO. Okay, so real quick, and then we're going to let y'all go. You know. I talk about my eldest son all the time. So you didn't go to the junior parent thing, nor did you ask what we learned at the junior parent college night.
College stuff, I'm assuming.
The expectation of the school. They want each child to apply to about 13 schools. Okay.
Oh, this is at the school that did this.
This is at the school our children go to.
I had other. We got other kids.
What does that mean?
I was dealing with them.
No, you weren't.
Somebody had to feed them.
And you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
That night?
When was that? Monday night?
Look at your face. When was that? No, it wasn't Monday night.
It wasn't Monday night?
No.
Tuesday night?
It was Wednesday. And I had the children. And I ordered them Panda Express.
Oh. That's what I was doing. Christmas decorations. Everything is still all over the house because of somebody's schedule. I was.
You went and got my mother's chair, but that was after.
Yeah. I did all that too. It wasn't just your mama's chair, first of all.
I know. It was tubs, but that was after.
And chairs, tubs, tables, monitors.
But it was after the thing was over by the time you hit it.
Because I wanted to relax before I did anything else.
Anyway. So, I don't recall this being a thing when I was going to college, but they have something called early decision, early action, rolling admission, and hold on, I'm going to tell y'all the other one before I freak out. I was like, oh my God, what is all this? I've never heard of this. Hold on, y'all. Oh, God. I'm going to be there here soon. Okay, restrictive early action, single choice early action, regular decision, and rolling admissions. Okay, early decision means that if you apply to that school,
yeah, and that's what you dedicated to. Like,
yes, yeah. if they say yes, you got to drop everything. You are under contract with that school, and apparently that happened to one of the boys, the boy that they were hanging out at Morehouse with. Mm-hmm. He did early decision, but the money that they said they were going to give him, they didn't when they said yes.
Oh, that's what he was saying. Yeah, 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 yeah.
And so he's got stuck there, but not with the money to pay to go.
Oh, I'm like, y'all can kiss my ass.
Then there's early action, which is you're applying early and you're just getting an answer early. Mm-hmm. Then there's restrictive early action, which it limits. You can only apply to certain schools. For a lot of the Ivy Leagues, they're like, if you do early action with us, you can't do early action with nobody, with no other Ivy League. You can do it to these regular schools, but not no Ivy League. And then regular is what I knew about. and then rolling admission is when you apply, and hopefully the earlier you apply, the better chances you have. So, I've been trying to figure out, I said to Lil Marcus, well, which one do you want to do with Morehouse? He said, I thought we were doing early decision. And I was like, okay. But I was just told that that's what had happened with the boy that was at Morehouse that did it. He was like,
y'all's problem, not mine.
He's like, okay. that's his story, not mine. And I was talking to the mother of the other boy who wants to go to Morehouse that's at the school. And I said, my child is like, and you will go on tour. I said, I would literally do a tour called Paying Tuition. I want y'all to know the only reason why I'm in front of y'all is because I got a child in Morehouse and I need this tuition paid. So get these jokes, get this merch.
Yeah. And do they do a legacy thing? Like, now he got one brother, though. He got three brothers. What y'all gonna do for us?
No.
That's how you guarantee some things. Y'all trying to mess this money up?
No.
Trying to mess up his legacy?
Not at all. I literally only applied to one college. And I didn't apply until they told me they were giving me a full ride. I applied because they told me. They said, what do we have to do for you to come here?
That's just sexy.
That's the only reason why I went. That's the only reason why I went to UK. They said, what do we have to do to get a yes? And I said, I would need a full ride, books covered, room and board. They were like, that's like,
chump change. Come on. Right.
They were a little like, that's it. I was like, yes, I don't want to have to worry about no money. They put their hand out and said, deal. And I was like,
well, HBCUs, I'll see you when I got kids.
I was like, okay. Not realizing that I could have probably got that same deal at HBCU, but that's no longer here. So what do you think your child should do?
I think he should.
Oh, because early action does not limit you. It just means I'm coming at you early. I want to know early.
Yeah, you do early action. Can you apply to as many for early action?
There's no limit.
Oh, yeah. Do early action. Do the big ones here. Do the HBCUs that he's interested in.
Now, give me your reasoning for that.
Because that leaves you open to options.
Do you think he wants the options?
He don't. I know he don't. Right. This is what I know about my son. He had no desire to go out of state, and we said, boy, you don't know what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Now his only desire is to go out of state to, first, he wasn't even sure about HBCU, but to an HBCU that is Morehouse. FAMU was on there. FAMU was the strongest contender.
Yeah,
he wasn't caring about nobody else. Mm-hmm. And then finally he got on board with Morehouse. So, yeah, he only wants to go to Morehouse. We need to go to Morehouse. If y'all don't take this boy, he ain't going to college.
No.
Put this on your mind and conscience.
George.
Morehouse, somebody tell him.
George. Oh, this is so crazy. It's a crazy time. That meeting, unlike the sophomore meeting, had me like, okay, it's time. George, who was our helpful guide to this homecoming situation that we went to. He is a Kappa. He was doing Kappa League. And in the session that he was talking to the boys about, there was like a couple other Morehouse men who talked about Morehouse. She was like, other than it being the only HBCU that caters to black men, what would be another reason why a child should pick Morehouse? And he was like, well, the answer is inside of the question. He was like, yeah, you can go to, like he said, if you compare it to suits, you can go to a store and find a really nice suit, put it on, show up places. People are like, oh, you look really nice. He's like, and really stunt. He said, it'll never compare to a suit that was made for you. Like, actually, your measurements, your style, your body.
It was just a piece of fabric until they cut it to your body.
He said, it is a complete difference between the two. And that is what makes Morehouse different. It was crafted for black boys to be successful black men.
Martin Luther King, fool.
The fact that man's GPA was that terrible and he became who he became. I'm like, what is in the water? Yeah,
high school didn't do that to him. Morehouse did.
But so this is what I said to Lil Marcus, because I was too like, oh, yeah. But then I thought to myself, I was like, this is the, at his school, this is the largest graduating class of black students. They take up 25% of the graduating class.
Y'all don't understand. Like, that's unheard of.
Yeah, it is. This is in the school's history. This is the largest black graduating
crazy.
Class.
That is crazy.
This is also the largest graduating class that has an interest in Morehouse. There's probably 6 black boys.
Wow.
That have Morehouse in their top 3.
Morehouse is like, what is this? What is this school?
Our son and his friend, it is their number one choice, right? But there's other boys that I've heard mention it. Other boys who are also stellar students, have great student resumes. And I said, okay. Now, I said, here's the thing, because I was also kind of like, oof, early decision, that's something else. I said, if there are 6 children from this school applying to Morehouse, it's going to be hard to make you the special one they should choose. Not that you aren't the special one. It's, they don't need 6 of y'all.
Right.
2 would be great, maybe. Maybe 3, but 6 of y'all? I don't know. I said, what could make you stand out is you saying, bump everybody else. If you tell me yes, I'm telling you yes.
Yeah.
Because it's not that, it is not so much all your eggs in one basket. They're still applying to 13 schools. Morehouse could say no. And then, you know, you just have to wait for another school to tell you yes.
That makes sense.
I said, so that might be.
Which a lot of schools will say yes to Marcus.
Point blank, I believe period. So.
Like a whole lot of schools will say yes to Marcus. Just from just the school that he's in right now, they're gonna say yes.
Yeah, he'll regardless. Have strong applications.
But to make him, that's a good argument to if that's what he wants to do with Morehouse is to make them, hey, I'm choosing y'all.
Yeah,
all you gotta do is say yeah.
That's I don't think I would be so much like, okay, you need to do early decision if I didn't know how many boys are like.
Yeah,
I think that's where
a
I want to go.
That's a good argument.
I was like, that's, I said, it's hard to stand out. Again, these schools like to diversify their freshman class. They don't want everybody from one place.
Right.
So.
Yeah, because they say, yeah, we can start pricing these condos.
Listen, I'm dead serious. So talking to the other mom, I was like, what we can do to combat what happened to that young man is that we have to find aid that is not from the school. I said, that has to be my mission in 2026, is not to be trying to cut my child off from his dream because, or his desire because of the fact that we heard this story. It's, if that's the story, how can I make sure that if that does happen, that we still Gucci?
Yeah.
It's, I need to help find you as many scholars. I said, we'll nickel and dime this. We'll get $500 from this church. We'll get $1,000 scholarship from this. So I said, that's just what we're going to have to do, is find every single scholarship that he could apply and rack up this money. So I think he right now is fine with early decision. He's like,
yeah, I get it. Yeah, with that being said, it makes perfect sense.
And the other mom was like, I really don't know if another school is going to be able to top Morehouse now. That homecoming sealed the deal. I said, let me tell you how I know there's not a school that's going to make Marcus like it more. I said, because there's something that Morehouse had that these other schools don't. I said, take a FAMU. If we would have took them to FAMU's homecoming, they would have possibly had a good time. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. Oh, actually, I gave the example. I'm going to tell the whole thing. I was like, I don't know if you know this. Kevin and Melissa sent their two boys to NCAT's homecoming. They have cousins that go there. Mm-hmm. They went. That sealed the deal that Josiah is not going to NCAT. He did not have a good time. They didn't get to go to the college parties. They didn't get to sneak in like our son did. But it was just like, it wasn't giving the, this is where my home is.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, the thing about Morehouse that no other school is going to be able to do is that Morehouse and Spelman, Howard doesn't even fit this. They are a fraternity and a sorority into their own self.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
So it's not just, oh, I'm proud that I am a Rattler. It's, oh, this is my brother. This is my Morehouse brother. This is my Spelman sister.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't hear Howard. I don't ever hear nobody talking about their Howard alum. Like, that's my sister. Nah, that's my brother.
They will, at the most, I hear from people from Howard, they brag on going to Howard.
Yes.
When I was at Morehouse, when we was on that campus, Morehouse and Spelman, there was no sense of pride in any other school the way it was at those two campuses.
Yeah.
Like, the sense of pride was crazy. I was like, this is dope. Like, to see these dudes, like, walking around campus. And we ain't talking about the guy. The guy's job is to be prideful about his school. But just the other, and like your angel said, when we went to the homecoming, seeing the people outside of that environment and they're talking about, oh, yeah, they're interested. Man, let me tell you what.
Yes.
You come here, this boy's doing this for free. Like,
yeah.
He ain't on nobody's roster away. We're going to do this for you if you get more people in. The sense of pride was a whole different level.
Mm-hmm.
Completely different level. What did that boy tell you when you was helping them move in?
I was like, why you got on this button up? It's hot. And you help people? He was like, because I'm a Morehouse man, ma'am.
Like some military type, yes sir, no ma'am type stuff. It's like, because I'm a Morehouse man, ma'am. Like, went on about his business.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, this is, Lanessa said, Morehouse is the fraternity. No, really. I have friends who are, I have actually quite a few friends who are Howard alum.
Yeah.
And that's, they were like, yeah. Cause I even was like, it doesn't feel like y'all have like a real mafia. Like FAMU has a little bit of a mafia.
Oh, but yeah.
I was like,
FAMU ride hard for their, NCAT ride hard for theirs too.
Yeah, like, they put each other on a lot.
Yeah.
And, my girlfriend who went to Howard, she was like, it's because Howard graduates really don't have to be put on by other Howard graduates. The white folk know you come up out of Howard, especially out of that business program.
Yeah.
You the stuff. So they don't necessarily have to have somebody reach back to grab them.
Yeah, that's actually the HBCU. That's the HBCU, probably the only one where the Ivy Leagues look at it as an equal.
Yes.
Like the Ivy League. PWIs look at Howard as like the equal, like, okay.
At least the people who, and the people, put it like this, the people who are in the power to hire folk.
Yeah.
They see it as, oh, you came from about here. All right, you can, We can, this will work.
I tell you what, there wasn't hardly any diversity on that damn tour. It was almost everything but black on that Howard tour.
I believe it.
I was like, wow.
I believe it.
Now I take it back. There was a lot of diversity. Little of us.
Not many black folk. That's crazy. That's crazy. So yeah, I was like, that part of it, that like, you're my brother, I'm going to take care of you while you are here. You laughing at the Morehouse Man thing.
He wore suits and Bree had a briefcase.
She said, I dated a Morehouse Man who wore suits and carried a briefcase.
What's in that? My books.
But yeah, I don't foresee him outside of like joining a fraternity, which is a choice that he could or could not make. I don't know how he could get that type of experience of we are a brotherhood
right
anywhere else. And I think that is extremely attractive to my son.
Yeah. It was when this is now Marcus and them, they weren't even with me at this point. I went out with my boy Eric when we was at that homecoming, and there were people. This is class of like 92, 93. Oh, Jesus. We was at this restaurant. This Morehouse Man owns this restaurant. So every homecoming, they basically do a free buffet for anybody that comes up in there, and it was packed. Mm. So they walking up, asking me, hugging me, like telling me happy homecoming, welcome back. But welcome back home. What class? I didn't go here. Oh, it's all right. Like just them, just the mere thought of, oh, you a Morehouse Man too? That's how it was. Like I had on a Morehouse shirt one day. Dudes walking up, what's up, man? What's good? And kept walking like a fraternity. Mm-hmm. Like if Morehouse Men had a handshake, I would have learned it that weekend. Just like I pretty much know the Alphas and the Q's. I've been gripped up so many times. And the Masons. Keep getting gripped up by all these folk. Anyway.
I wonder why as a Mason.
I don't know. Quite a few.
They're like.
Do they say something about that light? I'm like,
nah, I know who you think I am.
Not a Mason. But yeah, so it's just like that. Like, I know you ain't, I haven't seen that anywhere else.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's why I was telling my homegirl, I said, it's going to be hard for anything to top Morehouse in his mind due to that energy. And that energy is important to him. Even if he can't articulate it, I know what it is. Yeah. So, yeah, decisions.
And it was dope, just real quick on that, being on that campus and seeing all those black boys and all the diversity. Like, it wasn't a lot of this type of black dude, black guy, a lot of that black. It was like extremely diverse.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, ain't no monolith on this damn thing other than we all go to Morehouse. Mm-hmm. Like, it was so different. You saw the athletes. You saw the bookworms. You saw the guy, the cool dudes. You saw, it was like, oh, y'all are different.
Yeah.
Every single last one of y'all. Mm-hmm.
And I know Marcus's friend would love. I asked him, I said, so would you want you and Marcus to go to Morehouse together? He was like, that would be so great if we were there together. I was bust out laughing. I was like, yeah, y'all would have a time. And the fact of the matter is that they would end up still finding their own people.
Oh, yeah.
Fast.
They would definitely find their own.
I just think about all the stuff they do for the freshmen the first week to kind of indoctrinate them into you are now ours. That I think they would be overwhelmed by, but like love it at the same time. Because even I think about my goddaughter who goes to Clark Atlanta, they have a similar thing and it just kind of like envelops you like no other. And the fact that they get a Spelman sister who they are not allowed to date.
I know.
I think is absolutely gorgeous. So we've got to figure it out, figure out where my baby, how my baby's going to apply. It's so many. I was like, my mother didn't have to do any of this.
Parents didn't do a damn thing. They ain't do nothing.
I believe it. I believe it. My mother didn't really have to. She didn't do anything. She was there to fill out the FAFSA thing when I was like, I need you to fill this out. But like,
they dropped me off.
At least they did that.
Yeah. Pay for my books. What I have to do? Reimburse them.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, my mama was like, all right.
Yeah, you working. I ain't got all this money for these books. All right. Wrote the check. When am I going to get this back? Mother, you just paid for my punk ass sister to go to UK. UK. Yeah. University of Kentucky. That one. The expensive ass one.
Oh, that's okay.
And she's still making dumb ass decisions to this day.
Don't you talk about my sister-in-law. So, yeah. I can't wait to figure out what we're going to do, but this is all starting. They want them to start asking for, they want the students. Let me tell you the timeline real quick, just so you can be on the same page, and then we'll let these people go. Because I said, oh, so I'm just in here by myself getting anxiety. My husband is just sitting in my mama's house trying to pull apart a seat. Okay, hold on. So many things I took pictures of, and we have a, we have an assignment that we have to do. Sorry, y'all. It's so many slides. I was taking pictures of all those slides as my anxiety started to build, as I realized this is happening. Like, my child is about to be up out of here and be at school. So here we go. The junior timeline. In the fall, just making sure their grades are strong. Deepening activities, which my child is doing, researching colleges, individual family meetings, which we're about to do with the his whatever counselor, and doing the junior counseling, college counseling nights or classes. In the spring, begin creating college lists, doing more tours, doing all of the standardized tests, the SAT and the ACT. Start requesting their letters of recommendation from their teachers. I was like, wait a second, already?
From the junior teachers, not the senior teachers?
Because they want you to be able to turn your application right in right when school starts. So your newest teachers won't know you.
Grant said, go to sophomore teachers in.
Oh, yeah, you could. They want during the summer.
I go find Ms. Wilson. That was my fourth grade teacher. I was stellar.
During the summer, they want them to start working on the applications, writing their personal statements, going to more college tours. Their senior year, finalize the college list, attend college rep visit. They have this one thing that is so effing fire. I said, now, this is why people pay money to go here. They get to act like an admissions office. The students do. They have 13 colleges coming. Morehouse, Howard being one of them. They're going to give them each a student application like that has been filled out.
Mm-hmm.
They have to score it. They're going to, the admissions team of these colleges are going to show them how they score the applications so that they can use that knowledge to create their own, like to, for when they apply.
Dang.
I said, now, huh?
This is the blessing that is this, these type of schools. Cause I'm telling you, this ain't no public school doing this.
Oh no.
This is the type of like experiences that us as Black folk don't be getting a lot.
No, no.
Like at all.
I really was like, what? But in the fall, they file applications and scores, schedule interviews, they submit financial aid forms. In the winter, update colleges with new information like mid-year grades, awards, activities.
That's good, because senior year be real relaxed. That get, you know, fill that time in with some productivity.
Oh, Jesus. They receive their decisions from some schools and continue to visit colleges on the list. In the spring, obviously receive decisions. They make their final decision and deposit their money by May 1st. I could vomit just by saying all of that. I don't know how you're just like.
It's an elephant.
Are you chewing?
Yeah.
Jesus. Y'all, we're doing this together. I don't know if y'all going to be with me step by step, because what is going on? This is insane.
At least you got the lid. Don't worry about our lid. You worry about this right here.
I am. Well, no. I do. Because some of this, I got to make sure whatever I'm doing right here is preparing me to be ready for that. And that this don't come up on me. And I'm like, oh, was that supposed to? I was supposed to do that then. Woo! This doesn't make you feel any type of way. It's just like nothing.
I know you got it. That's stuff you be telling me.
What?
I know you got it.
When I say that.
You say it all the time. I'm like, I got to go. I'm going to try. I got to figure this out. This is now. You be like, I know you got it. That's exactly what you be telling me.
But this is different. This is our child in a major, major life decision. I am losing it. But I'm also, it's also because I'm excited. I'm so excited for him. I could squeal. But I'm also so nervous. And I want it to go well for him. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. They said, did little Marcus get into Morehouse? What? B-Jules.
B-Jules just logged on just now. Tell him I'm going to shoot an email. Hey, I plan on going there.
Yeah, hey, y'all. I'm on my way. I'm on my way.
Like, don't get no earlier than this. You ain't got nothing, but you got my name.
Oh, my God. Aiden came up with such a great idea. And let's close this podcast out. Aiden came up with such a great idea. I was like, okay, this is what usually happens in a cotillion. You walk down. We parade you around as we're reading off your accolades, right? I was like, that, you know, it might not be so, like, you're like a show pony and we're just looking at you. I was like, the girls might love it because they're in big, beautiful gowns. I said, but what would make it special for you too? Y'all, the only two boys, you're the inaugural year, you all get to shape what this looks like. And Aiden was like, I think I actually let them see what the venue looks like. He said, what if we had a montage play? I said, a montage of what? He was like, us from childhood up until now. He was like, even content of us getting prepared for this. And I was like, I think that's amazing. I was like, we have, as you all walk down the long, long aisle, we read your accolades. As you're walking down the aisle with your mom, then you meet your father and he'll be on the other side of you in the middle of the dance floor. And then the montage plays behind of, I said, that could be fire. Let me tell you how my makeup is going to be. Trash. See my little glow worm? Thank God this is not his senior year. Goodness gracious. And Marcus plays tough right now.
I ain't playing tough.
I mean, Marcus plays or is the, it's fine. Let me tell you, we both gonna be over there looking dumb on his graduation day.
Oh, I ain't never denied it.
I know, but I'm just, I need other people to realize, just because I am showing the craziness of my emotion, his energy is, or his thing emotion is
you, would, you would think Angel would be relieving some of her emotion. No, she's not.
What am I doing?
She will act as if she's been holding everything in this entire time.
No, I'm going to be good. It'll be quiet tears other than me going, that's right, baby. But it'll just be. Blue, blue, blue. Blue, blue, blue.
You don't do nothing blue, quiet.
Blue, blue. Blue, blue. I do cry quiet. I do. My little glow worm. Okay, guys. Thank y'all so much. Check out Shopify, our sponsor. ShopMamaLikes.com for some Christmas gifts. And manshit at manshyt.com for your beard and body butter and some queen shit.
And some queen shit.
Because it's amazing.
And you're going to be over.
No, I feel like that's what you're going to be doing.
That's going to be you.
I feel like you're going to be. And I'm going to be like, it's okay, baby. Check us out on social media. Love you guys.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.